ones that have the little clasp.
They call it a change priest or a coin priest.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the little thing that the woman wears around her wrist? What is that called?
It's called a wristwatch or a bracelet.
Suppose there were lots of little things strung up together and you used to, you know, put around your neck for ornament. What did you call those?
Beads.
You call that a
what? Well, necklace, a bead, necklace. You used to call it a necklace.
If you call it a bead, you would say she has on a what?
A beautiful necklace.
A
poem, whatever it might be named.
Alright. So you would say she has on a beautiful
poem.
You would say she has on a beautiful bead.
Pretty string of beads, a pretty pearl, whatever it is. Uh-huh.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
They wear a belt and wear suspenders.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, no, they just have zip in the pants. Some, you know, uh-huh. Elastic. You got to have belt on or suspenders to hold up.
Well, what do you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the thing you use to cover your bed with this top?
Call it a spread.
Any other name for it? You call it?
Well, I'm using a chenille. A chenille is a type of spread, ain't it?
Yeah, right.
So I don't know them know the native name. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about spread or blanket.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the what you lay your head on?
Well, they call it a pillow. And you used to have something they call a bolster. The boots went all the way across the bed, and the pillow is the shorter one.
Oh, I see. So the boots were about twice the size of the pillow.
Yeah, twice as long.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you put on a bed for warmth, to keep you warm?
Well, a blanket, a wool blanket.
Or what else?
Maybe a heavy quilt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I knew we put on
what
there.
What you call those quilts?
I would usually call them comforts.
Down on the floor, the children
call it a pallet.
Alright, so we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very,
very rich, fertile.
Mm-hmm. Now,
his wooden mama is death.
Now, a low lying grassland is called what?
Huh?
A low lying grassland. You know, a low piece of land. What would you call that?
Well, they call it a meadow, I guess.
What about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass? Would you call that the same?
Field ain't good enough but raising grass.
Running through it, yeah.
Well, if you guys got put in grass, you'd call it a meadow or a grazed land, meadow.
Uh-huh.
Anything you put in grass is a meadow.
Well, suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that? You know, land that has covered with water all the time.
Oh, you would just call it seepage land, seep water all the time. And people used to call it seepage. Oh, that seepage land, it seep water all the time.
Yeah, I'm talking about water that land.
I know, there's lay on it.
Land that's it's always covered with water.
Yeah, it's swamp.
Any other name for it?
Oh, nope. I ain't got no. It's called the swamp. Swamp lane.
What about the place where salt hay grows along the sea? You know anything about that?
Salt hay.
Yeah.
Salt.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Anyone know salt hay?
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Well, I got clay, and got loam, and buckshot. Gonna get my pick.
Suppose it was part sand and part clay. What would
loam.